Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
First Samuel chapter 3, reading from verse 1 to 7. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down to his place, and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see, and the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here I am." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here I am, for thou calledest me." And he said, "I called not. Lie down again." And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. Amen. And he says that in those days, in the days of Eli, the high priest, that the word of the Lord was precious and there was no open vision. That is, the word of God was not known. He said, before the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, then the Lord called Samuel, but he answered, "Eli." This lamp of God, he said, before it will switch off, because the lamp is not supposed to switch off. Before it will switch off, he called him. Samuel had not yet known the Lord, and therefore, he went to answer Eli the man. So when the Lord called Samuel, Samuel had never heard, no one ever told him. There was no open vision. So he said there was no one who could see God face to face, who knew whom God is. And that was the problem. He said there was no prophet in those days. Before everything would switch off, then the Lord called prophet Samuel so that he would put oil in him. He will put his spirit in him. What spirit? The spirit of the scripture. And he said, before we switch off, you know, when you don't have oil in the lamp, it will switch off. He said, before the lamp will switch off, then the Lord called Samuel and put oil in him. What oil? The spiritual oil. Jesus says that it's not possible for the prophet not to be in Jerusalem. And so before it will switch off, he said he called him. He called Samuel to revive the truth so that the truth will continue. You have a testifier that will testify of him. And so he's saying to us that the prophet in those days were his lamp. He said he was sending the prophet as a light, that he put his light in them. Then they will be shining for a season. He said of John the Baptist, the last of the prophet, say you were willing to rejoice in his light. He was a burning and a shining light. And so he says that before it will switch off, that means it cannot switch off, that God will always have one testifying him, that the truth of God abides forever. He's telling us that we are supposed to be burning before the ark of God. That is, we have to come to him. That when we come to this God, that Samuel was ministering to him, he didn't know whom he was. And that he wanted to put his oil in us. He wanted to put oil in us. Jesus says in Matthew 25, there are 10 virgins. 5 wise and 5 foolish. That the wise took oil in their vessels. We are vessels. And that vessel is a lamp which needs oil to burn. And that is only when the oil is in the lamp before it will be burning. It will have light. And so he's saying to us that he's calling us to make us his prophet so that we will be light. That's why he says you are the light of the world. He wants to put his spirit in us. As he called Samuel, he put his spirit in him. Like the Lord is calling us today. Come to me. Who says so? The scriptures. That he had not yet known the Lord, neither was the word of God revealed to him. He did not know that the voice of God is in the word of God, that he talks. He spoke to Moses. And so, but Samuel was never told that the word of God is living. And so when he called him, he couldn't answer him. He couldn't talk to him because it was not yet revealed to him. Like the word is talking to us today, saying, come, all you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. I am that one that is speaking. And God wants us to know that his word is talking. That's why he says, this is my beloved son, in whom I well pleased. Hear you him. So Samuel did not hear him. But if we return to that 1 Samuel again, in 1 Samuel chapter 3, in verse 19, and Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. You see, that's what Jesus says, that the prophet cannot perish in Jerusalem. Now, Samuel is in Shiloh. He's talking of the heavenly Jerusalem, which is the city of the living God. So he says that the Lord appeared to him again. He revealed himself to Samuel again. He reinforced the revelation that he had before. Again to him in Shiloh. All this took place in Shiloh, where the ark was. That's where he pitched when they came from Egypt. And so he says that everyone knew that this man was a prophet of the word of God. He didn't allow the word of God to fall to the ground because the light is in him. He's been filled with the truth. He said, we are vessels, but we are empty. Now for the truth to continue and preserve, so that we don't say the truth. He said we need to be filled with the spirit of the truth. You see, this son of God will not be sold. We will not. He says don't sell the truth. We don't sell the truth when we are filled with the spirit. But if we are not filled with the spirit, we have sold the truth. We have gambled as Adam did. We have taken to the evil one. So, but if we take to his spirit, as he promises, I will give you my spirit after those days, say the Lord. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, that we are lamp. But a lamp that has no fuel, no oil in it, is dead. He can't give light. He revealed himself to Samuel so that he can put oil inside him. And then Samuel will be light to his generation, and so it was. They knew that Samuel was a light. His light was shining. That's why he said, let your light so shine before men. Which light? See what he says in John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. He says he is the light of the world. Who said so? Jesus Christ. That anyone who follows him will not walk in darkness. Can't walk in darkness. He will have the living light. What light? The light of God. That this light is the word of God. He said the entrance of his word giveth light, giveth understanding. It's only when the word of God enters Samuel, before he had light, before he had understanding. You see, he had not known the Lord. They don't know whom the Lord is until the word enter him. Jesus says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you. It is this word that is light. You see, I am the light of the world. Who? The scriptures is light. The light of God. See, anyone that follows him cannot walk in the dead darkness of the devil. He won't walk in the flesh. He will walk in the light of God. He will not stumble. That we are a lamp that need to be filled. What is to enter us? He said his word. That the word of God now enters Samuel. He didn't allow the word to fall to the ground. Now he guided the word jealously. Why? Because he has entered him. He's now a prophet of the Lord. He had the testimony of Jesus. And so he's saying to us that we need to have oil in us so that we don't become foolish. The fool has said in his heart, there's no God. That God is the word of God, the true God, and that he's the Lord. That Samuel did not know the Lord, yet he was ministering to him. He goes into the temple and clean the lamp and put oil, but he didn't know the Lord. He did not know that it is not that physical lamp that needs to be clean. It needs to be clean. How can you be clean? Jesus said, you are cleansed by the words I have spoken unto you. When this word enter you, it will clean you. He is that lamp of God. He is that light of God. He says, when he enter you, you have the light of life. You have a living light, not natural light. And so he's saying to us that we are a lamp, the lamp of God. But we need oil in us. See what Proverbs says. Proverbs 20:27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. He says the spirit of man is the lamp of God. The candle means lamp. The spirit of man, he says, is the lamp of God, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Now, this spirit is to be filled with the Spirit of God. It is a container. That our spirit is to contain the Spirit of God. That's why God created us and made us spirit. But the spirit of man is not enough. It says he's dead without the Spirit of God. That God formed it for himself. Is the lamp of God, means is the vessel of God. And that it needs God. It needs the Spirit of God. That the spirit of man is the lamp of God. Don't you see? You are a lamp. See Job 32, verse 8. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. That's what the man of God prayed for them in Ephesus. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. He says this spirit needs to be inspired. Our spirit. That inspiration is the oil in the lamp, the light. You know, inspiration is a light, not physical light. It means you become aware. The awareness dawned on Prophet Samuel that the scripture is the Lord. He had not yet known that he is talking. You need the new man. I am the new man. Who? Jesus Christ is new. The new man spoke to him. The new man called Samuel. He answered the old man. That's the condition of many. Who is that new man? The new Jesus. That came from heaven. That's why he said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That new is the scriptures we have in the Bible. He is the living. Who is the dead? The dead flesh. That's why he said, you are dead. What does that mean? He's not saying we are dead physically. He says, the old man is dead. He dies the dead. The new man is the scripture. That's the living. So the scripture was calling Samuel the living man. He went to answer the dead. That's why Jesus said, let the dead bury their dead. You know, Eli died, he perished. But Jesus abides forever. And so he's saying to us that turn to this one, that the inspiration of this Almighty gives understanding. What inspiration? Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You see, he came to furnish Samuel. Said the scripture want to furnish us. You know, when you have a house, you need to be furnished so that the occupier can come in. That all scripture is the inspiration of God. So when he says there is a spirit of man, the inspiration of God giveth it understanding, that inspiration of the Almighty is all scripture, gives understanding. That spirit in us need to be filled with this inspiration of God. That's why he said, let Christ dwell in you richly, that this Christ in you is the hope of glory. Otherwise, we are empty. That when he delay in coming, when the bridegroom took time to come, all the virgins slept. The 10 virgins. But they say at midnight came the trumpet sounded that the bridegroom is here. Then they all got up. But the foolish said that our light is gone out. What light? That spirit is gone out. See, there's a spirit in man. Without this everlasting light of God, he's gone out. But the wise had the oil in their vessels. That oil is the spirit. He said, if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, it shall give you life. Life to what? To your mortal bodies. You shall have eternal life. That the inspiration of God cannot pass away. That is the spirit of God. The Almighty. Holy Spirit, give birth to the scriptures. Say, let him enter you, that you are a lamp. A lamp that is empty is foolish. That's what the scripture says, that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. That means, don't believe that this is God. Which God? This God that Samuel did not know. That the Lord our God is one Lord. He is our God. Then he came to purchase us to himself and then fill us with his spirit. He said, no, you know that you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, except you reprobate a mind. That if you know that you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, through what? Through Christ, through the scriptures. The only way the Holy Spirit can enter us is through his word. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my word, and my Father will love you. We come and make our abode in you. And now he's saying to us that the inspiration of God is the oil, is the that content that will enter us. That we are a lamp. And that this lamp of God, which was Prophet Samuel, he used to explain to us, was empty. Before it would switch off. There was oil in the physical lamp in the temple, but there's no oil in him, in Samuel. It was not the physical one was talking. He said before it switch off, before the light switch off, before the truth switch off, he called this man. Oh, may the Lord of the Holy Scripture call us. Amen. And he said, when he called us, he said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. You follow him. And so when he now called Samuel, he said, Samuel followed him all the days of his life. He never departed from the Lord again. And so he's saying to us that the word of God is living. But he doesn't want to live outside us. He wants to live in us. So that he would not switch off in our days. That he is living. But that living light is not profitable to us if it's outside us. That the scripture is profitable. The first thing is that it's profitable. This is what is profitable. Jesus says the flesh profited nothing. Doesn't profit. But every word I speak, they are profitable. And so he said we should take to the profitable. It will do us good forever. That this lamp will not be switched off. The only way we cannot be switched off is say we need this inspiration of God in us. To dwell in us and be in us, which is Christ in you, the hope of resurrection. So when they got up, the rest were empty. They switch off. Dead lamp. But the wise virgins were shining. Are they the light? No, he is the light. See their light. Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He said, the Lord is my light. That is that light. He said, you need to enter us. That this Lord is the true light. The great light. The wonderful light. How is this light? This light is the light of knowledge, to know him. That if this gospel is he to those who are lost. Whom the God of this world have blinded their minds. That we are servants of this God, Apostle Paul says. That the prophets and the apostles were the servants of Christ. And to minister the truth to us. That they have this treasure in the earthen vessel. God wants us to have this treasure in the earthen vessel. Who? The Lord is a light. In this vessel we have. So that when this one is dissolved, then the truth will kick in. It will come up. We'll be ever alive with him. That house of God is Jesus Christ. That light of God is Jesus Christ. The word of God. Which God says, let me in. Let my word enter you. Look at Isaiah 52. Hear the beauty of Christ. In verse 6 and 7. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. He said in that day they will know that it's me speaking. Who? The scriptures. So when we now receive his spirit, Samuel now hear him. He speak with him. In verse 7, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publish peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion that God reigneth. It was raining in the early days of Samuel. You see, from the extreme north of Israel to the south, the Lord was raining. Through one man who opened to him. He said, if we open to him, he will be reigning in our days. Who? The God of the Bible. He'll be speaking in you. That's why he told the disciples, say, wait in Jerusalem until my spirit come upon you. Then you'll be witnesses unto me. Samuel was a witness of him. The apostles were witnesses of him. He said, we will not be witnesses of the scripture. See Isaiah 62, verse 1 and 2. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. That's why God highly exalted him. Exalted the Bible, and gave him a name. He said he'll be called by a new name. What name? The name of Jesus. That's the new name of the Holy Bible. He says that Samuel had not known him. That the word of God is Jesus. Many today don't know that the word of God is Jesus. But the scripture says that is his name, his new name. And that the righteousness will go out even to the Gentiles. And his brightness is an everlasting brightness. It does not switch off. He is ever shining. That's what the scripture says. That this light does not switch off, the light of God. He is burning continuously. But the one that can switch off is of men. You see, air before that lamp switch off. The truth of the Bible cannot switch off. He said before he will switch off, he must always have a prophet. Then he called one and then light him. Who light him? This word of God. He's a light. He lighted Prophet Samuel. When he tells us that he will always have a light. And therefore be one of those who are his light. that many will come from the east, from the west, from the north, and they would come to him. He will light them, that everyone that cometh to him will not send them away empty. The scripture says that every vessel that came to the woman didn't go empty. He only stayed when there was no empty vessel to fill. So he's saying to us, there is room for everyone. That is one pot of oil is Christ. He wants to fill us. He said there's no difference between Jews and Gentiles, to fill everyone so that they will all know him. That in that day they will know that he's the one talking. He has been the one. He told Moses, I'm the God of Abraham. I am the word of God. The God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. I am the one talking to you. That I am the one that spoke to Adam. Who? The scriptures. That he is the one that is, was, and is to come. He said, I'm he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. That he is no more in the flesh. That he died once. Jesus was made flesh once to take away our sin. Now we should not look for him in the flesh and the great men anymore. Look for him in the word. That he is in the Holy Bible forever. He cannot change again. He is permanently, because he has taken away the sin. That the light is gone. That men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds are evil. They love the evil man. They love the dead man. That the living is calling unto us. He said, I'm the living God. Who is living? Jesus. That all these ones you have seen, the great men, they will die. They go. He said, this one does not die. He is ever living. He says, since we see one that is ever living, he does not die. He says, he's able to save everyone that come to God by him. That's what the scripture says. That everyone that seeth the Son and believe on him, he is able to give them eternal life. They will never perish. Because he is always living. That we should see ourselves dead in the flesh, but alive unto God through Christ, through the scriptures. That's what God is saying to us, that we are dead. How are we going to be living? In Christ. That we should move over, we should change over, we should repent and turn from the dead flesh to the living Christ. Who is the living Christ? This Christ in the Bible, this Jesus. He's calling us. He said, return home. I am that one that will fill you. You will not be empty. Now you need me, not when you are dead. He said, when we go to the grave, the next is judgment. That when the voice called, they woke up, there's no time to start buying. The foolish said they are going to buy. That is too late. He said, when we spend our time in this world and we die, we are locked into whatever we believed. The next time is in the resurrection and the last day. He said, we will wake up according to the content in us. If it is Christ in us, he said, you wake up with the newness of life in Christ. If it is the flesh, he said, wake up in the flesh. He said, be not deceived. God cannot be mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, that's what he's going to reap. If we give ourselves to the old man, he said, that is what it is. The men may give us glory. They may praise us while we die and say, great people have lived. He said, it's not God. That's a praise of man. That God is this word of God. You should get praise from him today. That it is today. He says today, if you don't believe on him, it's impossible to please God. That whosoever cometh to God must believe. That's how to please him. Not when we die. It is today. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.